Welcome to the Career Change Podcast, where you'll discover the frank and practical advice and resources that are already proven to work in the real world when it comes to changing careers or figuring out what business is right for you when you are a smart but likely also stuck, overwhelmed or overthinking person in your mid-30s, your 40s, your mid-50s. I'm your host, Ricky Hansen, a career change advisor, entrepreneur and former corporate HR professional with over 15 years experience of helping thousands of people just like you identify or create careers or businesses that are both meaningful and future-proof. Welcome home. Hey, it's Ricky here, and welcome to episode 7, where we'll talk about the fact that a lot of people, maybe even yourself included, especially if you're in your mid-30s, your mid-50s, and you might have done the same thing for years as an employee, you might right now be holding yourself back from making a big change in your career or starting your own company because you worry that you don't have enough experience or enough relevant experience to do what you really want to do next. So what I want to do in this particular episode is I want to challenge you to think about what you already have to offer in a way that's going to empower you, make you think much bigger, and also make you feel a lot more in control of your transition, rather than feeling like you're at the mercy of a bunch of gatekeepers or middlemen or job ad criteria tickers, which might be how you're feeling right now. So let's talk about how you can stop giving so much of your power away, especially if you spend a lot of time until now being an employee and you still think like one, which is very normal. Even people who do something else, a lot of people still think like an employee. And that's what I really want to address in this episode. I want you to help think so much bigger and to feel so much more in control of the process. So one of the biggest gifts that you can give yourself if you want to fast track and future-proof your career transition, and this is whether you want to be an entrepreneur or not, is to start thinking like one. To start thinking like an entrepreneur or small business owner instead of continuing to think like an employee. And this is really, this attitude of an employee is what I see is holding a lot of people back from making a big change. So what I mean by when I say start thinking like an entrepreneur is that I recommend that you leave behind that old school employee mindset, which sees the working world as a place where you need to fit yourself into predefined job boxes, job criteria, educational criteria, or rules that have been set by people who were there before you, and where you are at the mercy of gatekeepers or HR or recruiters and other middlemen or middlewomen if you hope to move into something new. This is kind of, you hope they'll pick or choose you. So what that means is that if you feel quite passive and powerless about the way that you think about the transition process, then you very likely have an employee mindset, which is totally normal. But let's talk about another way of looking at the world of work that will empower you so much more so you can make that transition that you really want to make. So what I recommend that you do instead right now is to start adapting the mindset of an entrepreneur or small business owner. If you don't like the word entrepreneur and it seems too scary and intimidating, just use the word small business owner, right? So start thinking like an entrepreneur, start thinking like a small business owner who's part of the new, what I like to call pick yourself economy, also what other people might call the choose yourself economy, where you don't wait until you are a perfect fit for predefined criteria or a box. But instead, right now, you pick yourself as the person who's going to do your own thing, and you seek out and you go directly to the people, whether they're clients or buyers, who get you, who value the experience that you already have, so you are able to monetize directly without waiting for anyone else's permission to say or that you are qualified or that you're ready. So choose yourself, pick yourself, and then go directly to the clients you want, whether that's clients who want to buy your services, your products, or whether it's people who can hire you directly, right? Because just take a moment and think about how many fears and how much energy and time right now you might be wasting worrying about them the gatekeepers, right? Versus actually taking power back and deciding, you're going to do your own thing, you're going to start your own thing, and you're going to bypass all of those gatekeepers and go straight to the people that you want to sell your thing to. Right? This is really why I think, especially for people over 35 who want to change into something different, I always suggest at least considering entrepreneurship. I'm not saying that's the right thing for everyone, but increasingly owning your own thing and not having to deal with gatekeepers when you want to make a transition, it gives you so much power back. And increasingly, you do not want your identity tied to a job or another company or profession. You want to run and own the platform, at least at some stage in your career and in your life. So be open-minded. It is really interesting. I have clients from all over the world. And what I notice is, for some reason, you know, the Americans tend to be a lot more open to the idea of entrepreneurship, whereas those of us in Northern Europe and Europe and in the UK, we're like, oh, I'm not really sure I'm the entrepreneurial type. Please change that. Be the entrepreneurial type. You don't have to be somebody special. You just have to be really keen to do your own thing. I'm saying this because I know, especially there might be some Brits and Europeans listening, thinking, oh, I'm not really sure this entrepreneur thing. I'm nobody special. You do not have to be anybody special to start your own company. I'll get off my high horse, but I just wanted to say it because that's when I know that some people might turn off. But be open-minded to what I have to tell you, or at least steal the idea or the way of looking at it to help you make your transition into something different easier and more powerful for you. So back to the question, how do you transition into a new career or start your own business when you don't feel like you have enough experience or enough relevant experience? Like I said, maybe you think like this because you spend the majority of your career so far working in a different field, or maybe you feel it's not related to where you want to go next. Does that mean you should just give up on your dreams, or is there some kind of intelligent or more modern approach that you could actually use to at least get started? This is what the rest of this podcast episode is going to be all about. So keep listening. Don't give up on your dreams just yet. Now, if you're new to this podcast or new to me, I've been a career change advisor and entrepreneur for the last 15 years. I have reached thousands of people globally, and I've also worked one-on-one with hundreds of people, plus people who've also worked with me through my online courses. But here's something that might surprise you. Most people, here's what I've found again and again through the work that I've done with real people just like you, most people already have enough experience to at least get started with their transition. And like I said, this is especially the case if you are open to things like freelancing, starting your own business, and doing it on the side whilst you get the experience you need. And of course, it goes without saying, you're also open to things like ongoing, continuous, lifelong learning. But this is so interesting. So back to my experience with people just like you, what's really interesting is that out of the many, many clients I've worked with over the years, only a few of them ended up moving into something that they hadn't done before in their career or in their life in some capacity. The majority of them were actually already doing their new thing or part of their new thing somehow already in some part of their life or work. They might just have called it something else, but they were already doing it. It was a natural skill set, a natural subject, a natural thing that they were naturally drawn to, naturally good at, or they had ideas or experiences around it. It's that kind of thing they couldn't not do no matter how hard they tried. And I bet that might be the case for you as well. So the issue is often not whether you have enough experience, enough relevant experience. The issue actually most often tends to be, and the mistake that most career changers make, is that they don't take the time and they rarely get the professional advice to sit down and actually look at doing the translation piece to show your future employer, your future client, how what you've done so far is actually highly relevant to where you want to go next, i.e. make your past relevant in the light of the future. Most people, they sort of treat their career up onto the stage where they want to make a change or start their own business as some kind of sunk cost with nothing to build on. That does never have to be the case. I have never met a single client who did not have a past we could build on and cast correctly in the light of where they want to go next. So you might right now be taking some of your biggest skills, experiences, wins, both inside and outside of work for granted and cannot see just how valuable they are. So what I want to do in this episode is I want to share three ways in which you can start thinking like an entrepreneur about yourself and about what you already have to offer. Try it out. Be open-minded. With some of the exercise I'm going to take you through now, with some of my clients, it literally sparked the idea for their business. And for others, it just made them realize that they do not have to give all of their power away to gatekeepers or CV job box tickers or the CV police or the HR police, but that they could own part of the process and be the person to go in between. All right. So I know from experience that there are three areas that makes a real difference when it comes to you thinking about what you might already have. And again, I'll encourage you to think about maybe doing your own thing. Be brave. All right. I know that if you're listening to this, if you're attracted to this kind of podcast, to my style, there's part of you that really wants to do your own thing. Just own it. Okay. I know from experience that there are three areas that make a real difference. So let's talk about them. Number one, can you get results and solve real problems, whether that's for yourself or for others? And also, have you done it in a way that's somehow related to where you want to go next? That's the first thing we'll talk about. The second thing we'll talk about is, have you already got a public track record of getting results and of solving problems? Or are you willing to at least start building one and then continue adding to that public track record? So it's not just you saying how fab you are. We'll talk about that in a minute. And then number three, are you willing to create and own your virtual breadcrumb trail? So you can control the conversation that's happening when people Google you as to what your work identity is. Those are the three steps I'm going to walk you through step by step. So number one, can you get results and can you solve real problems, right? Can you get things done, right? Versus just paper pushing and procrastination. Can you create value? Number one is really very straightforward if you think about it. When it comes down to any job or any company, it's all around solving problems and getting results, right? There's a clear before and a clear after. So if you think about your life, either outside of work or inside of work, related to the subject, the area you want to move into next, what is the skill set you've used the most to actually get results or to solve problems? Because here's the deal. You naturally have a phenomenal skill set, a way of doing things, a way of looking at things that you will use again and again, no matter what career or what profession you're in. What is it you cannot not do? If I were to plunk you somewhere in the middle of nowhere, what is it you'll still do no matter what? For me, no matter where you plunk me in the world, I will give advice. That's how I roll. You have an equivalent too. And it might even be that you've already used the skill set in the arena you want to go into next, which tends to be a subject. And don't just focus on what you've done at work. That's the employee mindset here. Whenever I start working with clients, one of the first things they get is a career review questionnaire. And career and life review questionnaire. I'm not just only interested in what they've done at work. I also look at what they've done outside of work in their life. Everything is relevant to who you are. That's what I mean by moving away from the employee mindset. Don't just focus on what you've done at work. Other things are relevant too. In your spare time, in your family, what have you done outside? All of you matters when it comes to what you really want to do. Now, here's an advanced tip. It's especially for those of you who are considering starting your own company, but you don't think you have what it takes. So I want to go a little bit back to that kind of, oh, who am I to start my own company? I'm nobody special. Let me ask you this. How many blogs are you following right now? Or how many brands or products are you buying? Because you love the story behind the brand, that personal story, that before and after story, right? Think about how you might right now be following a health blogger or a fitness blogger, for example, who wasn't necessarily always in health or fitness, but they had this personal story of having a personal health or fitness or mental health issues, and then they solved it and they've got the solution. And now, you know, you're like, oh my God, hey, I want some of that. I want what she's having. Why is that? Because they clearly showed you the before and the after, right? In a way that's relatable and that you relate to because they're a real person just like you, right? And then what they clearly did with the before and the after, that's the service or the product that they are monetizing that they can offer you too. This is really what I want you to think about in your own life. Have you achieved a transformation or solved a problem or created something for yourself that you can now offer to other people? Or can you start doing it? It might be a service, a prototype. Why not you? Why not pick yourself? Right? Even if you're like, oh, but that's not related necessarily to where I've been before. Well, hey, let me tell you something. Do you know that in March 2012, the founder of Spanx, Sarah Blakely, was named the world's youngest self-made billionaire by Forbes magazine? If you know what Spanx is, do you know where it came from? This is Sarah Blakely. She never worked in the lingerie industry. She used to be a fax machine salesperson. If you're listening to this, I assume you know what a fax machine is, right? Hey, Gen X. So think about that. Sarah Blakely, Spanx. If you don't know what Spanx is, they're an incredible lingerie line that just gives you a six-pack in one go. She came up with the idea for this because she had a problem herself. She wanted to get underwear that would enable her to wear white jeans without worrying about her pot belly popping out or things looking bulky. She couldn't find anything she liked at the market, so she snipped off the legs of a pair of tights or pantyhose. She solved her own problem, and then she commercialized that solution, that product. Nobody gave a flying fart about whether she worked in lingerie before because her story was so bloody good that she could buy the expertise to start the company for it. If you've ever tried a pair of Spanx shorts under a tight dress, I mean, I distinctly remember going to a friend's wedding in Buenos Aires in Argentina wearing a really tight dress. Did I care about the fact that Sarah Blakely hadn't spent years studying or spent years in the area of lingerie before she actually launched this product? No. She could have been a fax machine person, all that I cared. Her stuff makes me feel like $1 million with a perfect six pack. Do you see where we're going with this, right? You do not have to have a lifelong track record. If you have a product or a service or an experience that has a clear before and after, there's a transformation, there's a problem solved, then that is enough justification, all right? Isn't this powerful to think about? Also, another person, Chrissy Rocker, comes to mind here, you know, not having had a background in what she's doing now. So Chrissy Rocker is the founder of The White Company. For those of you who might be outside of the UK, it's sort of, she's a mini Martha Stewart in a way, without the prison record. So she used to be a journalist, and she hadn't worked in retail before, but when she moved in with her boyfriend, they decided they were just going to make everything white in their apartment because they had very different interior tastes. So she had to, at that stage, go to 20 different stores to get white things, you know, white towels, white furniture, white fabric, everything for the home. And she was like, why not just open a store where everything you can buy is white instead of having to go to 20 different shops? Chrissy Rocker is now one of the biggest retail success stories in the UK. She used to be a journalist. Then she solved a problem in her own life. She found a solution. She started offering that as a business and people were interested. Do you see where I'm going with this? Ask yourself, where have you already had results in your own life solving a problem for yourself? And maybe you've already started doing it for others too. This is where you start, my friend. Look at what you're already really good at doing when it comes to problem solving, when it comes to getting results, and then start pairing that with the subject or project or area you want to move into. You can already do that now. And remember, these two are examples of retail. Actually, very few of my clients have moved into this area, but it's just a very good example, those two ladies. So think about it. It could also be a service. It could be a prototype you want to start working with, experience. It doesn't have to be product related, but you get the idea, all right? So that's number one, before and after. That's what people are interested in. Can you solve a problem for them? So many of my clients are so worried about, oh, but who am I and what are they going to think about me and blah, 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 blah. If you can solve a problem, give me a result. I do not give a flying fart about a lot of things about you. I care about that you can help me. So stop worrying so much about people are going to find out that you might not have spent your entire career and where you want to go into next. Actually, part of that makes you more interesting, right? Moving on. Number two, have you already got a public track record of getting results of solving problems, or can you start creating one? This is really, really important. You need to start creating and keep building a public track record of testimonials and case studies. So it's not just you talking about how great you are, and it's not just you talking about the fact that you've got the relevant skill set so that, you know, you can solve problems, provide solutions as soon as you can. I want you to start getting guinea pigs, clients, getting contracts where you are starting doing your, in quotation marks here, new things, getting known for doing your own thing, your new thing with other people. That is so important. And getting the testimonials that the other people saying how great you are at this. So get known for doing your new thing with other people. You can absolutely do this. Generally, the majority of my clients who start their own business, who start their career change, they do it on the side while they have a full-time job. So it's absolutely possible. You just need to decide what is your key priority right now and spend your time accordingly. Even if it's something that you only do a little bit and then you add up the time over time, whether that's getting a contract, whether that's getting clients on the side to finish your product, your service, or that new expertise you want to gather and move into. So make sure when you start working with these people that you get their feedback, their testimonials, and their case studies, and that you post them in public places like LinkedIn or Instagram or your own website for social proof. If for confidentiality reasons you're like, but I cannot do that because that will conflict with what I'm currently doing, just take a company, a brand name, and depersonalize it and set up a company and do it on behalf of that company. You don't have to be a personal brand. A lot of my clients don't want to be personal brands, and that's absolutely fine. We just start a company where it's more about the product, not you. So no worry, you got no excuse. All right, so here's a great deal. Instead of gatekeepers and box tickers and middlemen and middlewomen, go straight to the people who want your thing, whether that's the product or the service, make them have the experience. Get them to endorse it. You own the platform, you own the product, you own the process. Become known for doing your new thing with other people and then post the public proof of experience. That's something that no matter what area you want to get into, or whether you want to start your own company or change careers, you want to keep building this over time. That endorsement from a third party. This is literally also how you start the credibility for your new thing. So one of my clients over the last year, Julia, she's an amazing woman who had a really successful career in technology in the city, very much with, she worked for a tech startup, but she also had a massive burnout. And she had real issues around pregnancy. And she just had a total burnout and thought she had to give up her entire career until she actually discovered strength training. Now, a lot of women are really afraid of strength training because they think they're going to bulk up. But she realized that if you didn't spend too much time doing it and the very distinct exercise you did, then not only did you feel stronger physically and it gave you a lot more energy, but it also really bumped up your confidence in your career, in your business massively. And she thought, I've really got something here, but I'm not a personal trainer yet, nor is it what I want to be known as, but I do want to start a company around this. So we worked on actually designing this business for her, designing a corporate program where she's not actually the person doing the personal training because that's not where her strengths are. And that's something you can easily hire out. But where she designs the, because that's where her expertise is, the very specific program that's both a matter of mindset, of strength training, and everything she's learned being a high-flying corporate woman and still having a career and a home life and confidence, and then teaching that to people throughout a 12-week program. This was the early stages. And I was like, you got to get people going through this, both to get the real proof of concept and to experience yourself doing it, and in the process, get phenomenal before and after case studies and honest and testimonials. So you can get that up on your site, on LinkedIn and everywhere. And there you go. That is your business. It is you being known for doing your thing with other people in public. I cannot tell you. Like, first of all, Julia is incredibly gifted. She really knows her stuff. She consulted with some of the best in the field in terms of strength training, nutrition, psychology, and all of this. So do you see, you don't have to have everything yourself, but she, what people really, guess why they bought from her? Because the people she was selling this to were people who in their career right now might be going through burnout. They're ambitious, but they're worried they're going to sacrifice their health at the altar of careers. She knew that didn't have to be the case if you did the strength training, the mindset and all of that. So that's what she's selling. And why do you think they liked her? Because she has a clear before and after story. She knew exactly what they were going through. They trusted her. She had that experience, but she came over on the other side. Bam. Also, I cannot even tell you how incredible the testimonials were that she got back halfway through the program and after the program. Imagine what that does for her business. And people are not going to, oh, but you used to work in technology. What about this and that? Nah, this woman can get results. There's a clear before and after. And the fact that she didn't actually spend the last 20 years as a personal trainer does not work against her. Actually, the fact that she spent the last, 10 years or 15 years doing something completely different is actually part of the attraction because she's chosen the right clientele. So do you see how all of this can actually work? Plus, I also made sure there was a massive online component. So no matter what was happening in the world, her business is still growing. That's why I love designing these unique businesses for my clients. But do you see, you don't have to do this alone. Let your clients, let the public help you. I know this is a case for a lot of us. We're not really good at selling ourselves. You do not have to sell yourself. You get those testimonials, those clients, make them help you do the heavy lifting. Become known for doing your new thing with other people and then post that public proof of experience. We'll talk about where. So number three, are you willing to create a virtual breadcrumb trail? Okay. What I mean by this is, if right now I were to Google you, what is the professional identity that comes up for you? It might be your CV, your LinkedIn profile that you probably haven't updated to reflect where you want to go next. It might just be your view that brand marks you or, fire marks you as to what you've done until now. That is really what I want you to focus on changing. And here's the deal. Platforms are your friends. So LinkedIn, Instagram, all of those big platforms, you're like, oh, I really don't want to go there, but they are your friend. They have SEO. They will show up. So you want to make sure you optimize those things with your new thing, with your new identity, okay? This is so, so important. Here's what I always say to my clients. Remember, how you present yourself should not be a rehash of the past with the language that your employer or your industry chose for you. The way you present yourself online, whether that's your LinkedIn profile, Instagram, whatever you choose, YouTube channel, the way you present yourself should always be in the light of the future with the lingo and with the relevant information that that future would expect from you. So you, my friend, need to do the translation piece. Don't just rely on your CV or recruitment consultants and the few people you know. Avoid the gatekeepers, avoid the companies who still have outdated thinking. My friend, only online space. There is so much power on this. Rather than thinking, I really don't want to do my LinkedIn profile. Oh, I don't really have to have Instagram. Think about it, that they can literally fast track and help you own the identity that comes up for you when I Google your name. You need to own that space and you can. That's actually where platforms are really, really good. Now, depending on where your future clients hang out, where your future employer hangs out, choose the platform, the social platform they use the most, might even be Twitter, and then start dominating that one. As I say, whether that's Instagram, LinkedIn article, YouTube videos, whether your product or your service buyers, wherever, or your new clients, where do they hang out? That's where you get in front of them. And then start talking about yourself with the new expertise and the new identity. Share the testimonials, share the case studies, talk about your product, your service, share publicly, and virtually build that identity. Create a virtual breadcrumb trail to establish your new professional identity publicly. I know this can seem scary if you've been an employee your entire life where you only have to sort of fly your flag every 3 to 4 years. But you know what? You're listening to this podcast because you want something that's a lot more exciting and feels like a lot more you. So own it. Take your power back. Create that virtual breadcrumb trail. Here's the deal. I know that a lot of my clients, for sure, they're the more shy and introverted type. Don't worry. The internet was made for you. The internet, the virtual space, was made for introverts. You know, you can do a lot of networking without even having to be seen. You can even start a company, a product, where you don't even mention your name. It doesn't have to be about you. Just focus on the results and the transformation, the before and after. Just get started building that virtual breadcrumb trail. Because here's the thing. When people Google you, it's the big platforms like LinkedIn or Instagram that comes up. Because those massive platforms, they have SEO profile that be picked up upon. So when Google crawls through the internet, what it notices are those big platforms. And I want to make sure that when I Google you, you are on those platforms talking about yourself with that new identity that's absolutely possible. Okay, I know this is really advanced stuff, but here's the deal. Listen back over this again and again and just do it step by step. You're not listening to this podcast because you want fluffy stuff that everybody else says. You're here because you want to move on in an intelligent manner and faster, right? Here's the deal. A year from now, if you start today, you will have 1 year's public visible experience. If you don't start today, and if you don't start over the next year, a year from now, you look back and I can guarantee you, you'll regret that you didn't take action. So go do it. Start where you can. All right. Start with these three things. Number one, can you get results for yourself and others? And can you prove the before and after? Start doing that now. What is it you're already doing? What is it that you naturally already are doing, cannot not do? Number two, start building testimonials, start getting case studies, start getting public proof from other people that you can do this. Become known for doing your new thing publicly. Number three, start building a virtual breadcrumb trail so you can control what's being said about you online and about your work identity. That is really how this works, all right? So get going with it. And again, catch yourself when you start thinking like an employee rather than an entrepreneur, like a business owner. So come on over to thecareerchangepodcast.com if you're liking this. Sign up for the newsletter and then reply to any of my emails. Let me know what you want me to cover on this podcast. What are the topics that are causing you the most trouble that you would like me to talk about on this podcast? Over on thecareerchangepodcast.com, you can also discover how to work with me if you really want to fast track that transition. But know this, you can absolutely get started now. You already have what it takes to at least get started. If not, go get it using the examples I use you here. All right, I'll see you over at thecareerchangepodcast.com. Welcome home.